A Port Hope teacher has pleaded guilty in a Peterborough courtroom to 6 sexual offenses involving minors. Kellyanne Jennings pleaded guilty to luring a minor through telecommunications and child pornography. Jennings, dressed in a black blazer, black pants, and white shirt, appeared for the hearing, entering the guilty plea voluntarily. An agreed statement of facts was read to the court. Jennings communicated with the 3 former students through Snapchat. Jennings sent half-nude and full-nude photos of herself, as well as videos of her touching herself, including masturbation, to the victims. She requested that the victims too send her naked photos and videos as well. The victims sent photos and videos in return. The 3rd victim forwarded the Snapchat material to Port Hope police, who opened an investigation and eventually arrested Jennings in August 2024. Parents of the victims gathered in the public gallery of the courtroom to hear the proceedings. The 1st of 3 victim impact statements were read by Crown Prosecutor Julianne Barrett. That victim described his outlook on older people and sports had changed and does not want any more children to have a similar experience with a teacher who was also involved in extracurricular activities. The family of the 2nd victim considered Jennings a friend, as she taught 3 of the 4 children in that family. The parent described feeling shocked, betrayed, heartbroken for what the child had to endure, adding that Jennings manipulated her position of trust and that the boy viewed Jennings as a second mother. She said Jennings' actions were predatory and deeply harmful. The parents said that no punishment will satisfy the crimes that have occurred and that Jennings be barred from teaching or being around children again. The parent of the 3rd victim said the crimes have deeply damaged the child, as his grades have suffered, not wanting to attend school or play in sports. The child is also suffering physically, emotionally, and mentally. Barrett told the court that a 4-year sentence be adjudicated, given the severity of the crimes, but also to send a message that sex offenses involving children should be strictly denounced. She explained that social media has allowed predators like Jennings easier access to children, stating that Jennings knew what she was doing by asking the victims not to tell anyone about the material exchange. Barrett read case law from the Supreme Court of Canada, which has imposed similar sentences in such cases. She said that this case involved real children, not police officers posing as children online. Barrett is calling for Jennings to be put on the sex offender registry for life. The defense is requesting a conditional 2-year sentence. Attorney Dean Embry told the court that at the time of the crimes, Jennings was depressed, there was infidelity in her marriage, and that she was self-medicating with alcohol. He explained that when Jennings communicated and sent material to the victims, she was intoxicated. He said Jennings is now in counseling and that a prison sentence would halt much of her progress in therapy. Embry said a 4-year sentence was much too high and that Jennings has lost her job and community status. However, he said she does have support from family and friends. The Crown stayed 1 count of sexual assault. Jennings declined to address the court when given the opportunity. When the matter was adjourned, she appeared emotionless. Investigators alleged that a boy came forward accusing her of inappropriate touching on a school trip. The incidents occurred between June 2022 and April 2024, all taking place in the Port Hope area. Jennings will be sentenced November 27th in Lindsay. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.